Eilean McGonagall, a tough afternoon down here in Tralee. Kerry ran out convincing winners in the end.
Well, it was always going to be tough coming to Kerry, and I suppose the goals in the first half, they killed us. They were sloppy goals to give away, and from then we were always chasing the game, and it was going to be hard to get back in there in that second half into that breeze there.
You actually started quite well and were 3-2 up after 15 minutes and into the first water break, and Kerry had a man sinbin, and things were looking okay at that stage.
Yeah, and we started off, we kept the ball well, and I suppose we kicked a couple of scores from distance, and then as I said, we gave away that sloppy goal, and when we were the man up, and it's probably something we need to look at now this week.
Kerry really, when they got in control, they were excellent really, and it was tough for your defence. You come under a lot of pressure.
Yeah, well, everyone knows the caliber of player that they have. Like when we give them time, they can play a ball as good as anyone. So again, tough to take, but.
You had to dig deep in the second half, because I suppose there was only ever going to be one outcome. But there were a couple of decent performances in there, and a couple of young lads getting in for, you know, a taste of senior inter-county football.
Yeah, in fairness, out there then, I don't think we stopped at all. Everyone was still working come the final whistle, and I suppose that's promising to see some boys out there maybe playing their first start in the league or something like that. So that's good to see everyone working hard right to the end.
What about your own performances over the last two weekends? You were very, very impressive last week against Tyrone, and a good tussle in there with David Moran today.
It's always good to get a run in the team. Like, when you get your chance, you do everything you can to try and keep it, and hopefully I've done that now, push on again now this week, and hopefully be in the picture come next weekend.
Yeah, that's the focus, moves very quickly onto the championship now, and that's really going to be a massive game in Balbuffet next Sunday against Tyrone.
Yeah, obviously it's something we've been looking forward to through the whole lockdown. It's probably what kept us going, and it all boils down to next week now and how we prepare for that. And of course, every man's looking forward to it, and every man wants to be involved, or otherwise you're not going to be here, I suppose.